Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes. Yes. It would really surprise me if they can really... I think... There's no way Browning can give you enough. I just don't think he can give you enough for them to keep their heads above water.
Offensive line, defense, entirety of the defense, just like, except for Hendrickson.
Yeah, pretty much.
What do you do there now? What do you do there? Like, you just sort of live with it and go win six games? They're 2-1. Is that what you do? What do you do when you lose your quarterback like that and you did the thing with Chase and Higgins?
Mm-hmm.
What they did with Hendrickson was just this year only.
Patch it together, right.
What do you do with it?
Boy, I wonder, given how unpleasant the relationship seems to have been between Hendrickson and the team, whether you go into the trade market and think about, because if they only locked it up for, they didn't extend him, they just added some money, right?
Yes, they gave him a raise.
So
1 year.
He's oldish. I don't know if a team, if you can get a number one pick for him, I think you got to look into that. Because you might be bracing for more of the same next offseason.
I think you have to do it.
He's at an age where you should be part of the reason they probably weren't eager to do a multi-year T.J. Watt, Micah Parsons extension with him is they're worried about the cliff. So I think you try to get a one for him now is what you do. Maybe that's the biggest – that really might be the only significant move they have to make. And – the fact that Burrow's out and they're not really in a go-for-it position opens that door for you to do it and get a premium asset for him.
Broncos, Lions, Packers, their next three. Play the Ravens twice. They'll come here. They don't play the Chiefs. Is that important anymore?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, but AFC or NFC North, whatever. They lost 48-10.
They're in tough. I think that I'd actually be clamoring for that if I'm there. I mean, we'll see. You know, Browning did go 4-3, and so far, I mean, does he get credit for last week? He should.
Threw three picks last week,
right? But they won. He got them there. They're 1-1 with him, warts and all. So we'll see how it goes here for a few weeks. But man, I'd be gauging interest in Hendrickson already if I were them. If you can do that quietly without, you know, Ian Rappaport and Adam Schefter letting the world know.
No, that's how you would do it. That's how anybody finds out. That's how you let your you know, your fellow member clubs know that he's available, is you just do it through Rappaport. Yeah. I think I would definitely do that.
The other guys are all locked up. Although the Higgins contract is a little weird. I feel the Higgins contract is like a get-outable if you want it to be. He did the team a big favor, it felt like to me.
Maybe that's a different, you know, dilemma, because that was like your sort of you're building your foundation. You did what people thought you wouldn't or couldn't do, which is keep them together.
Right.
And Burrow will come back, even maybe this year, and Chase is still young. So are you committed to that or aren't you? Like, if you got an offer for T. Higgins, you might want to take it. If it worked out, you know, the money works out. Mm-hmm. You might want to take it, but it is a little bit quick.
Right.
From what you want, like your plan.
We decided this was the plan.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
So, but what's the point of having him this year? What's the point? I mean, you can't.
Right.
Yeah, fantasy teams like this sometimes where you're like sort of, your head gets cut off.
Yeah.
But you've got good young players. Well, what do? You could move them.
Yeah.
But it doesn't, it's not, you want them on your team next year.
If someone comes with something really, and I don't anticipate this for a receiver with a reasonably large contract, even though I think it is favorable to the team. I'd be surprised if someone came with an offer that would entice me because of what you just said. Like, next year will come. Burrow will be back. And you're probably going to want, if that's the path you decided to go down, you prioritized keeping those three together, Burrow, Chase, and Higgins, you probably don't press eject on that. Hendrickson's always been a different thing. He's been over there the whole time. It was uncomfortable and adversarial, it seems, every step of the way. So I think you get a nice offer for him from a contending team, even though it means that'll be a low first-round pick. I think you got to do it.
I wonder, you could put this in betting terms, but I'm not sure I would know how to do it, like put what the number should be. But through 3 weeks, you know, with hockey, which is maybe very different in this way, they say like you get to Thanksgiving, you get not even like 2 months into the hockey season and the playoff spots are almost all known. You know, I mean, not all, but you pretty much know.
The hit rate is very, very high for teams that are in playoff spots at Thanksgiving to actually make the playoffs.
Through 20 games. Through a quarter of the season, you can get that pretty close. Which means you don't need 82 games. You need 20 games.
Of course, right.
But we have 82 games. How relatable is this to football? If right now, 7 playoff spots in the AFC, you had to get 6 right, don't you think you could do it?
Yes.
I kind of do too. Bills, Ravens, Colts?
Sure.
Chargers?
Yes.
Chiefs?
Yes.
Broncos?
Yes.
That'll get a little dicey with all three from the same division.
Sure.
And Pittsburgh?
How many teams did we name? That's 7 with Pittsburgh.
Like, what are the chances 6 of those make it?
I feel pretty great about 6. Yeah. Yeah.
Not Cincinnati at 2-1. Not Jacksonville at 2-1.
No.
Denver's 1-2. Kansas City's 1-2.
Houston's 0-3.
AFC East second best is 1-2, New England. Dolphins and Jets are winless. Jets have had a couple tough losses. But still.
Yeah, I feel like 6 of those 7. Like, Pittsburgh, Jacksonville, New England, Raiders, even if you want. Maybe like vying for that 7th spot. I think the other 6 are going to be hard to beat. Indy's off to such a great lead, and the division doesn't look great. So, and you rattled off their schedule. It's not daunting.
Not bad.
If they're, you know, they don't have to be the powerhouse team in the conference or anything to still have an 11-win season and win that division, maybe even cruising. And that I still might bet on that. I might even, I don't know what, do they leave over-unders up as the season goes on? Like, can you still do that?
I think so.
Like, I wonder what Indy's number is right now, as I feel like 11 might be their cap. Just cause. I'm just deciding that. just because they're not that great. They're not going to beat everybody, right? They're not going to go undefeated. They're not going to. I don't think they're going to win 13 games. So, you know, the bumps will come, but they're in great shape. Obviously, with the 3 wins already in their pocket.
Did the caller earlier mention last year's Vikings as a comp?
Yes.
I mean, that team won 14.
Right.
13 or 14. They went to week 18 with the Lions.
I think 13 because they lost to the Lions that last game.
Okay. They were 13-3 and the Lions were 14-2 going into that game, and Detroit won. And then Minnesota went to LA in the wild card round and lost pretty badly. I get that. I could see that totally happening for Indianapolis. Because what's different?
They won 14. I'm sorry. Detroit was 15-2. They were 14-3.
So they went into that game. Each of those teams was 14-2 going into that game.
Yep.
What's the difference between that Vikings team and these Colts? And you want to see them first, right? But the Colts so far are kind of like first in everything on offense this year. Efficiency. Jonathan Taylor leads the league in rushing. No turnovers. One punt in three games. Like, nobody's ever done this. And the schedule is favorable. Minnesota had Sam Darnold, who was pretty much Daniel Jones before the season.
That works. I think the coach works as a comparison. What they don't have is Brian Flores in that defense.
Okay.
I don't even know if I can tell you one defender on the Colts team right now.
Buckner.
He's still there? Okay, great. Brenson Buckner.
Kenny Moore, who might have had a touchdown yesterday, is hurt, though.
He's hurt, right. So, like, Minnesota had quarterbacks seeing ghosts. Like, Brian Flores did a great job. That roster was stacked with talent on both sides of the ball. They also had Justin Jefferson. The Colts do not have a comp to that. Who does? You know, Jamar Chase might be the only. So,
that's right.
Offensively, I think it works well enough. The defense is where I would question it. When you got to get in the ring with, you know, but they really don't in the regular season. And that, again, was part of the caller's point. They could get to the playoffs and be faced with somebody that might be able to really play, and, you know, that's where the bubble bursts. So we'll see. But the defense is the big thing that differentiates them from Minnesota last year, I'd say.
But the Vikings had to deal with Detroit and Green Bay, both playoff teams, and, you know, the Bears weren't good. I can't even include them. But they had maybe a tougher road.
Yeah.
And they still got to 14 wins. The Colts have a chance, I think, to be the 21 Titans, which was the team that got the one before 13 seconds. Titans, and they lost to Cincinnati. And the Bills lose in Kansas City the next day. And it's Bengals,
right,
who go through to the Super Bowl that year. That's that year. The Titans were just good, right?
Ryan Tannehill, Derrick Henry.
Yep. Vrabel. They went 12-5. And that was good enough for the one. Right now, with the Bills' start and their schedule, what would you put the Bills over-under at? 12.5?
Yeah.
Higher than you take the over?
I feel like with the schedule they've got, assuming health, because you have to assume that with anything like this where you're projecting through another, you know, 14 games, I feel like it would be disappointing if they didn't win at least 13 games off to the start with the schedule they've got.
Ooh. Anybody want to comment on that?
I mean, getting that Baltimore win to start gets you to undefeated at the bye. Right, and then it's Carolina before Kansas City comes in here. Mm-hmm. Consider what kind of state Kansas City is in. You know, we'll see what they look like in a month and a half or whatever when we get there. But that you've handled that team in the regular season when they looked way better than this. So the schedule really lines up for you.
It sure does. Houston is down. If you rank the road games, the Bills' road games this year, as in, you know, degree of difficulty, at Houston would be up there. Now it looks that's the lowest scoring team in the NFL.
I would have said the same thing about Atlanta, and that
Atlanta.
I don't know what is happening there, but my man crush on Michael Penix Jr. is taking on water.
Took him out.
They just
yesterday.
Can't get anything going. I mean, they got shut out.
Shut out at Carolina.
Right.
I mean, you should be relegated if that happens to you.
I mean, I looked at some of the box and the play-by-play, and there's turnovers in there. There's a couple of picks for Penix. And
two missed field goals.
You know, in your own territory kind of stuff, because a couple of the Carolina touchdown drives are short. Just sloppy. But holy cow, 30-0. Like, I thought that was the hardest game within this first stretch of the season. Before the Chief game, after the Baltimore game, and now it just looks like a game.
What's the hardest road game they have? They have seven more. Falcons.
At Pittsburgh.
Panthers, Dolphins, Texans, Steelers, Patriots, Browns.
The Browns D is going to make them work.
Is that where we're at? The Week 16 Browns game is now to be circled against Dylan Gabriel, probably.
Right.
Come on, right? They could win them all. The Bengals are dead. The Chiefs look terrible for the second year in a row. The Bucs? Who's good on here? Houston, Cincinnati, Atlanta, say Atlanta, were interesting tests.
Mm-hmm.
And they still might be. Throw Carolina in if you want, on Atlanta's level, because of what they did yesterday.
Okay.
Potentially interesting tests. Atlanta, Carolina, Houston, and Cincinnati at home. I mean, nobody wants to say this, right? Does anybody want to have the conversation? One day in the summer, when I got a little tipsy, we were talking about the Bills. If the Bills were 16-0 going into their last ever regular season game at the stadium, would they play their guys?
Right.
I think that was my favorite thought experiment of the entire summer.
Favorite summer hypothetical, right?
Favorite summer hypothetical, for short, was if they got to Week 18 undefeated, would they play their guys? Imagine going out in that stadium with an undefeated season. I'm telling you, the schedule looked, so soft. And it looks softer than
it did.
It's gotten softer.
It has gotten softer. Atlanta being presumably down and Cincinnati losing Burrow are the two biggest factors in that. Because the Chiefs don't really look that different than they did last year.
No, right.
Maybe New England off to the start they're off to softens that up a little bit. Because, we're thinking about them. Maybe we're going to be hearing their footsteps. And that's taken a bit of a hit. I mean, turned the ball over 5 times yesterday.
They should never have lost that game, and maybe they're still pretty good, or not still. Maybe they're actually pretty good, but turnovers are killing them. I don't know if they had turnovers in Week 1, but they lost Week 1 also. They're not there yet.
No.
Carolina at New England this week. Then the Patriots are here. Then the Patriots are at the Saints and the Titans. There still could be a season there.
Yeah.
Then the Browns and the Falcons. I'm conveniently ignoring one team, Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
I've conveniently left them out week 17. But my take on that game when the schedule came out was I don't like the schedule of that game so late for the game's sake, because one or both teams might have clinched. And they're both 3-0 so far. Reasonable to get to week 17. I mean, it happens. It's not week 18, but it happens.
And Dallas doesn't look ready to challenge Philadelphia. Washington has got Daniels injured, and it's been rocky to start the year. So they might have a smoother ride than we were anticipating. It looks like that now. We'll see if it changes in another month or so. But for now, the NFC East looks like the Eagles are in command.
I mean, what would you give to have that conversation on New Year's? The Bills are 16-0. It's still all about the playoffs. They have really done nothing yet that's any different or that meaningful. It's been a great season. All these highlights are 16-0. Best record in franchise history easily. The Jets in Week 17 and the Jets even maybe have something to play for. They hate you, so they're going to try no matter what. And, Sean McDermott has that. He might rather lose one. That's the Chiefs last year.
Right.
When the Chiefs lost here, they got away with it. They didn't have that question. I loved that question last year because they had only the one loss going into Week 18, and they'd clinched it. They were 15-1, right?
Right.
And they did not have the undefeated. And I remember talking, I forgot what he said, reaching out to Alex Gold. What do you think they would have done had they been 16-0 going into Denver? I forgot what he said.
I remember it coming up, but I don't remember what he said.
But instead, they don't have undefeated. They've got nothing. They go to Denver. They play Wentz. They get 5 first downs. They lose 38-0. Then they get the bye week. Then they,
waltz through the playoffs,
waltz
and go
through
to the Super
Houston,
Bowl.
Right, and then beat the Bills to go to the Super Bowl. That was it. That's all they had to do. Colin is with us. Hi, Colin.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Love the show. I initially called about the Eagles game, but, I mean, as you're talking, Mike, it's just, you know, I'm a 40-year-old guy, a Bills fan my whole life, remember the Super Bowls in the early 90s when I was a kid. It just is starting to feel like if this is not their year. I mean, when is it ever going to be their year? I mean, these games that you're thinking about, I'm in Kentucky. I'm thinking about the Bengals all the time because I'm surrounded by Bengals fans. I mean, they're totally demoralized, which I understand. It's like every game that looked stressful at the beginning of the year, maybe the Texans, the Bengals, the Chiefs, it's like it's looking like a walk in the park. I mean, I don't know. Can we bubble wrap Allen? As long as he's healthy for the playoffs, it's just – it's hard not to get excited as a Bills fan your whole life, because if this is not their year, I just don't know what it is.
Yeah, and that's not the thought people will want to carry around, you know, because you you can't do anything about that. Well, you can never do anything about it, but it's nothing there is to be determined until the season is over. The playoffs arrive. Like I just said, I think if they're 16-0 going into, or even 17-0, they do it. Okay. And, right? I think that's kind of what it'll be. I mean, if they just look so superior to the entire league. And that is what the 04 Patriots kind of were. They not, if it can be different, they were 16-0 it was, and they looked just like way better.
That was 07.
07, right.
Yeah.
That's right. Way better than the rest.
Yeah.
And they did lose. I don't know if you could... Well, the Dolphins team that went undefeated is always talked about as a team that really wasn't that good. They had close wins, and they just won all their games. All right, well, you can have that if you want it. 803-0550. I think probably you don't. Who wants to have that conversation?
No.
It's great.
I can't wait for this segment to be over.
It's super exciting. It's like kind of reasonable. It's the Bills we're talking about here. And let's not do it. Let's just scrap it because we're so scared of everything. We would hate to have it be, you know, considered a jinx. 803-0550, Mike Schopen and the Bulldog. It's New Orleans this week. The Bills are
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Down the hypothetical road now, I'm listening to the update thinking, I don't know, if Gorgiev shuts him out through two periods, maybe I just leave him in, try to set a tone.
I do not want to, I don't say this pejoratively at all, but what percentage of our audience running around but hearing Zach do the updates is going like, who?
Oh, many. 80%.
That dude's on our team now?
90.
I've heard of him.
100.
Rangers? What?
100%.
That happened, like, that was, like, late in the day on a Thursday, I think, like, right? And then it's the weekend, and it's football, and I don't know. Just I need to be reminded that Georgiev is on the team. I work here and everything.
The signing was announced at a time that makes you wonder if the Sabres wanted anybody to know about it. So, yeah. See, if it's listeners making these points and asking these questions, then I'm off the hook. We're off the hook. Because I'm not the one saying it.
Right.
Bram writes, what if the Bills and Eagles are both 15-0? And if clinched going into week 17, would both teams pack it in? Would they try to win? What would that look like?
Both teams would be smart to pack it in, is what I would say.
Trubisky time?
And then, I mean, somebody's going to win. You win that, then you have a decision to make the following week too, which I think you've already made, because if you stood down in week 16, you're going to do the same, week 17, you're going to do the same in week 18. But that is how I would do it. I mean, if I need to forcefully weigh in on this hypothetical where the Bills run the table until the end of the season, I'm sitting everyone down. I'm signing guys that I'm going to cut the next day. I think. Logistically, if you can't really do that in an NFL season. You do that in the summer to some extent. The Bills have done that in the summer, brought guys in just for the final preseason game. But I'm no one is playing.
I think I would hate it.
I understand. Me too.
I think I would
be
it.
Conflicted, but I think I would have to do it.
You have a chance to do something superhuman this year in that scenario. Not just win a Super Bowl, but to go unbeaten. Only Miami. And that's also something I've been told on Twitter here. Nothing would make me happier, says Sean, than to go undefeated and win the Super Bowl. I grew up in the 70s, 20-0 by Miami. Yikes, I'd love to take their most precious achievement away from them so they could never celebrate anything again. Ever. See? We're going to want Trubisky time and
yes,
Trubisky versus Tanner McKee, Philadelphia. I just can't wait for this. I just want this is why I want it the most. Philadelphia is the defending champs. They have a different perspective on this. Like we've already won two Super Bowls here. We won last year. You know, like you could take that either direction. I guess,
but we're chasing the history. More so, because we've already got a Super Bowl that gives you a little
we're
more
going for
wiggle room, maybe.
A back-to-back, yeah. A dynasty. We don't need 17-0. We're trying to repeat.
Yeah.
And here are the Bills trying to win their first. How could anything come in front of it?
Nothing could, which is why I would sit everyone.
It's so good. It's so good. I've been texting my friends just that I think would appreciate the conversation. This is fun and reasonable, and also awful.
The most unreasonable thing about it is that it's coming after week 3 of the NFL season.
That is
the only thing about it that's unreasonable.
Except we did do it before the season even started.
That's right,
too. Beat the Ravens, and then what? When do they lose?
We do everything.
When do they lose?
I didn't mean that how it sounded.
Here's Mike with us. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Fantastic, Mike. Thanks for calling.
Oh, thank you again, as usual. All right, I'm going to tell you a few things.
Oh, boy.
Number one, KC does not make the playoffs. Number two, Baltimore does not make the playoffs because both of those players that are top dogs are going to get hurt. I can see it happening.
What is the point of predicting that?
Well, I'm just telling you, I can see it because the way that Lamar Jackson runs out of the pocket.
You cannot take this absolutely insanely cool conversation we were having about 17-0 and turn it into, hey guys, I love your show. By the way, Lamar Jackson's going to get hurt this year. You cannot do this. If you like this show, how could you have so little respect for it?
Well, that's my next spot was going to be that the Bills, if they were one game away from winning, from being undefeated throughout the whole year, I would basically start some of my players to try to get that history. I would definitely not start Josh Allen.
Okay.
Definitely not.
Thanks. He'll be healthy though.
Right, because you didn't have a. He'll be healthy because you didn't have a dream about him or something.
I want him to stay healthy.
No, you do that. Right, and you want the other guys to get hurt. No, we got you.
I'm not saying I want him to get hurt.
You so want them to get hurt because as soon as it happens, you're calling us back.
Well, if it does happen, I will call you back.
Yeah, great. It'll mean as little to me then as it does now. Like, how can anybody predict an injury for anybody else? Not only are you doing that, you seem to think it's logical and you want it to happen.
Mike, enough is enough. You always get into arguments with me.
Well, why would that be? You think I get into arguments with everybody? I mean, why would that be? This is just nonsense.
Why? How about listening to me once in a while?
I heard every word.
Opening, keep your trap going.
I heard every word. I didn't not listen to you. I just think it's ridiculous.
Then be quiet and listen to my...
Well, that's not really going to be possible, Mike. I can't be quiet. That's not going to work. So let's come up with another plan.
Well, no, you're not. And when I used to run dealerships and you used to come down with me, you were always nasty.
Oh, my God. Okay. Thanks, Mike. Well, it's probably me. It's a me problem.
I'm not even sure what to do right now. I don't know the turn that took.
You know what these guys really want to hear right now is my ludicrous injury predictions. That's what would make the show better. And then if the host of a show you say you like actually calls you out on it, well, then you got to make sure to tell that host that 17 years ago or something I was mean. Like just what there's a job to do here. We don't have to talk about the Bills going undefeated, but we kind of want to just keep it sort of reasonable, and there's lots of other things to talk about that are reasonable, not just like, I'm here to tell you guys Mahomes and Jackson are going to get hurt. Great. And then pretend that you don't want it to happen, because of course, as you admitted, as soon as it does, you're going to tell us that you called it. Just like maybe 5 or 10 other nonsense predictions you've called us with in the past that you might remember and I don't, that make you think like that I have a history of just sort of arguing with you, which happens when one person is kind of, you know, sort of reasonable and another isn't. That's what happens in life. Like when Bulldog was the vanilla ice cream nonsense. I had to call him out on it. You can't just sort of expect people to agree with you no matter what it is you say. What kind of life is that?
Always with the vanilla ice cream.
I mean,
always with the vanilla. The delicious,
you say crazy things.
Delicious French vanilla ice cream.
I'm glad you have car dealerships. You say crazy things, you know, publicly. Somebody should step in. There's nothing worse than listening to a radio show where the person in this chair does not step in. There's nothing worse. Because then why are you here? There's just nothing more annoying than that as a listener. We're actually working for the listeners, not the callers. This guy thinks the show is better if he calls in and predicts Lamar Jackson getting hurt. He has no interest in our success. He's actually, without knowing it, kind of trying to ruin the show by doing that. Saying different, but that's actually what he's doing. You know what these guys need right now to disrupt this super interesting hypothetical that would be just mind-blowingly great? Me. That's what they need. They need me to call in and stomp on it. That's what they need. Anyway, what else? Break the pain somehow. Give me that shot that they give you when you have sciatica.
Yeah.
Just break the pain thing so that I can just sort of come back.
The Sabres have a tough guy on their team now.
Great.
Did you know that? I did not know that. I was listening to, you know, we'll have time to get into this with Paul, but we need something. Owen and I were listening to Lindy Ruff's training camp introductory news conference. I don't think it was live. Owen was home from work and just had it on his phone like he often does in the kitchen while we were both in there just, you know, whatever, making something to eat. And so we're listening to Lindy talking, and he makes a point that you'll hear a lot this year about being harder to play against and tougher and whatever, better defensively. And how do you think you're going to do that? Well, you know, additions like, you know, I think he lists off a couple guys, and then he says this guy's name, Gjertsen. He says that name. And Owen and I look at each other. Is that the name, by the way? I don't have the roster open in front of me, and I'm just getting familiar with this guy being on the team. Anyway, he says that name and keeps going. And Owen and I exchange a glance. I'm like, who's that? Who is that? And we're like, I'm not sure I know. Owen says, maybe maybe it's the new strength coach. Like, they're really excited about having a – and I never thought about it again. And then, you know, whatever, how many days later, I'm reading something about the season, previewing the season, looking forward, camp getting going. And I see this comment from Lindy about this guy who he had in New Jersey a couple of years ago when he was there. And they signed him this summer. I remember it now. I just assumed it was a Rochester guy. But Lindy told the guy, if you can skate, you will play. And the guy has shown up here in camp and is like beating Jacob Bryson in skating drills. Whatever you want to think about Jacob Bryson, skating is like the only reason he's still in the NHL. Like borderline even. He's a very good skater. So they've got, and he had like 350 minutes in penalties the last 2 years in the AHL. They've got a they signed a tough guy, and he's playing tonight, and I think he's going to be.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
On the team,
yeah,
which is not something I saw coming.
This is how to do it. Just sort of, you've tried everything else. You've
right.
Analytics,
right?
You've tried it all. Long-term contracts for tens of millions of dollars for 21 year olds. Like, you've tried it all.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just goon it up. Let's see if that works.
It is Gjertsen. Is the
Gjertsen? You have a jersey yet? No, you don't have a jersey.
I do not.
Is it safe to get one? You're saying it's maybe. Safe
I think
to get
he's going
to
be on the team. Is what I would predict now. Unless what was the caller's name? Mike wants to call us and tell us the guy's going to get hurt.
No, well, if he's a Saber, he would never say that.
I thought I'd bring it all home.
That's for other teams.
Just bring it all right back.
Yeah. So, well, I'm glad you did. The pregame for Sabres Blue.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.